Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, going back into the theme of different amounts of what's considered carrying on Shabbos. Hamotzi Yain, one who carries wine on Shabbos, Kedei Mezigas HaKos. As long as you have enough for Mezigas HaKos. What's Mezigas HaKos? So when they would bench, they had a cup of wine, and the shear for the wine was a quarter of a lug. Now, the wine, it wasn't a quarter of a lug of wine, because three quarters of that was water, because their wine was very, very sharp, and they had to dilute it. So really, we're talking about a quarter of a quarter of a lug. That, a quarter of a quarter of a lug of wine would be enough to be, if someone's carrying it on Shabbos, to be over the sin of carrying on Shabbos. Chalav, milk, if someone's carrying milk on Shabbos, kedei gemiyah, enough for a person, a regular guy, to swallow it in one gulp. That would be the amount that a person is carrying on Shabbos. And this shear is less than the reviews of the lug, so it's more stringent. So it's even smaller shear to make one liable if he carries on Shabbos. Devash, honey, kedei litin ala kassis. Kassis is a wound that comes on a horse or on a donkey from having too much pressure from the loads. Or some say it's a wound that comes on the palm of the hand or the foot of a person. The point is that it's meant for refuah, for healing. So if you have enough honey to cover these wounds and you carry it on Shabbos, then you'd be liable for carrying. And they bring down over here that even though the honey is mainly meant for food, for eating, and by food we said that the amount is a different shear. It's a dried fig. It's a totally different shear. So how do we give a shear now for enough to cover up the wound? So we say like this: since you would use it also for refuah, what happens is that we have something that's being used for two different elements. It could be used for human consumption and it could be used for refuah. We're stringent and we go with a smaller shear because it's Shabbos, and therefore they were machmir to say we go after the smaller shear of refuah and not of the shear of a dried fig, and therefore the smaller shear would make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. And this would be the general rule when you have something that has, a dual identity, you go with the more stringent shear. However, if you have something which is not so common, let's say, for example, wine, that most people drink it as a drink, and only a minority will use it for a refuah. So if it's only a minority, then even though that, sometimes people use it for a refuah, we don't go after the minority, and we go after the regular shear for drinking wine. So the only time when we have two shear next to each other, we'll go with the more stringent one, is when they're equal. But if it's just a minority, the second one, like by wine, most people drink it, they don't use it for a refuah, then we go with the regular shear for wine. Shemen, one who carries oil on Shabbos, because they lost the ever cut it enough, as long as it's enough to shmear on a small limb of a kid who's one day old, which is his espektanish of a regal, the small finger of his foot. So it was like a 1 day old and the pinky toe of his foot. That's, the shear to carry oil on Shabbos. It's a very, very small shear, very stringent. Mayim, water. What's the shear for water? They would put like water into this eye salve to dilute it. So even though people also will drink water, again here since it's used for refuah, we go with the more stringent shear. Ushaar kalamashke and all other liquids that you don't use for refuah, just general liquids, apple juice, oranges, you don't use it for refuah. Those shiurim are avias, a quarter of a lug. V'chol ha-shofchen, and any water that you'd spill out, meaning it's not roy for shtia, you don't drink it, you have, sewer water, or whatever it is, you use water to knead, tit, to make it to cement, things that are not drinkable. So those shiurim also are avias, are a quarter of a lug. However, B'Shimon says, cool on all liquids, even wine that we mentioned, and milk that we mentioned, they're always going to be with a revius, a lug, a quarter of a lug. And he says, V'lo amr the chachamim, kol ha-shirin halalu, and the chachamim only mentioned all the shirin that we mentioned until now, that were less than a revius. What are all those necessary for? If he's going to say that they always, are going to be a revius. So the reason why we mentioned the other shirim is, el lamatzni ehen. For the matzni ehen, what does that mean? So, like this. Kalaymar, In the previous chapter, we learned a Mishnah that discussed as follows: that kol hamatzniyah davar, anybody who would, you know, preserve something, he would hide something, he would give it value, then that person is chai if he's liable on carrying out that amount, even if that amount is a very, 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 very small amount. Because he gives it value, he would be liable. However, if Shimon holds, whosoever, sha'af hamatzniyah, even that one that, you know, hides and gives value to the small amount, he's not chayav on the hotzah on Shabbos and carrying on Shabbos, unless it's got the shear mesuyam, an exact shear, like we've mentioned in this Mishnah. Sha'amnam katan hu miyah shear shekol adam chayav lav. It's a smaller shear than the normal shear. And this is what Rabbi Shimon is saying, that all the shear that we're learning in our Mishnah, she says, normally liquids are always going to be revius, and I don't care about these other shirim. So what do I do with these other shirim? These other shirim are meant for the people that will give value to these, you know, liquids that people aren't drinking. So we don't go down to the tiniest, you know, molecule amount, but we go and use the amounts that the Chacham are giving in this Mishnah, and that's what he uses these measurements for. Thus, he would say if someone gives wine value, it would be the shir of Mezias HaKos. When he gives milk value, it would be the sheer gemiyah of swallowing in one gulp. So that's how he explains the Mishnah, but we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Beis. Hamotzi chav, the one who carries a rope outside on Shabbos. What's the shear? Because the last was owes in the kupa. It's enough, as long as it's enough rope to make a grabbing point for a box, for a big basket. Gemi, one who carries this, gemi is like a reed, kadilas was tly, as long as it's big enough to make a hook to grab onto something. They would hang it from a different types of, sifters. So rope, they would hang from a box. If it was the shear in order to, be like a base achiza, a grabbing point for a box, one is liable. And if it's gemi, if it's this reed, then he's liable if he makes a hook that'll hold enough, or a kvara, different types of sifting tools. And the shear zehu katan mishir ozen lakupa, the gemi shear would be smaller than the chevel shear. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Buddha says, k'delidol menu midas mina lakatan. He says that no, you know what the shear is? The shear of carrying a gemi is the shear. It should be long enough to measure the foot of a katan, of a minor, in order to show the shoemaker what size shoe he is. And he says this shear is even smaller than using it to hang, you know, a sifter or a sieve. So he that's his own opinion. They bring down over here. Some explain Shab Yudah is arguing on Tanakama, Gambachel. Okay, we'll skip that point. Okay, moving along. Niyar, paper. What's the shear for paper? K'de lichtav alav kesher moichsin. As long as it's big enough to write on it, kesher moichsin. What is that? So the tax collectors, when they would collect the taxes, they would write two big letters as a simon on a piece of paper that would say that, you know, he's paid his taxes. And they call this kesher moichsin, the knot of the tax collectors. And the Mishnah is telling us that if this piece of paper, the amount that one is liable for carrying on Shabbos, as long as it's big enough, they lift of a love to write these two letters of the Kesher Mochsen. V'hamotzi Kesher Mochsen Chayev. What happens if someone carries out a Kesher Mochsen? So what does this mean? So the Tosfos explain that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even if someone has a shafilu who cuts about cloth, it's not a paper, it's on parchment. Aval pisha shir cloth who kedei lichtov alav parsha katan shebetfilin. Really, for cloth, the shear is the shear to write a small parsha that you have in your tefillin. That would be the normal shear. But if this cloth had the kesher muchsin on it, then even if it's smaller than the parsha of tefillin, then one would be liable because now it has a kesher of muchsin on it. Niyar machok, if someone has paper which is erased, that she'in eroi o l'ksiva, it's not befitting anymore to write on it anymore, it was all erased up. Shir yoter gadol mikesher muchsin, the shir will be greater than the kesher muchsin. What will the shir be? Meaning this piece of paper is all erased, it has nothing to do with it. So the shear is, it's a bigger shear than the kesher muchsin. We give you more leeway. And it's, the shear is in order to wrap around a jug, shel palyato, meaning min me bosan. They're like a type of different spices or perfumes. So you needed like a cork for this bottle. So if this paper can serve as a cork on this bottle, then that would be the shear for carrying on Shabbos with regards to Niyar Machok. And that concludes Mishnah Beis.